1 Samuel chapter number 17, beginning at verse number 40. Against all odds. In life, we quite often face what appears to be the impossibilities. I wonder if anybody is there this morning with what you're dealing with, what you're facing, what you're going through. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than your talents. It's bigger than your gift. You find yourself in a place where you know that with your paycheck, you can't address these bills.
No, that's right.
You find yourself with the way that your child is acting. You can't address this. Maybe you're a student and you're taking a class right now and you're saying, I have no idea what the professor is talking about. And just my little skills, I can't face this. I can't deal with this. Or maybe you're in a relationship this morning and you look at that relationship and you look at how rocky that relationship is and you say, just based off what I know and what I see, we're doomed. When you find yourself facing the impossibilities of life, it's just right for God to step in.
Yeah.
As long as you think you can deal with it,
what you say?
God doesn't have a place in the situation. And so quite often what God would do is God will allow you to experience some things, allow you to face some things, so that you'll understand that if God doesn't step in, there's no hope. But because God has already promised to never leave you, never forsake you, it's not a matter of God stepping in, it's a matter of you stepping out. Because he's already there. Not only is he there, he's ready to go to battle for you. But as long as we doubt him and we question whether or not this can be done, because when we look at it, we're facing a giant. And it just in the natural, it seems like we don't have the ability to do that. And the truth of the matter is, by definition, that's what the giant is. The giant is basically defined as that moment in life that is beyond your natural gift. Because in the natural, you can't do it. But God wants us to step out of the natural, step into the supernatural, and in the supernatural, we begin to touch and agree with God. And the thing that used to be impossible is now very well possible. And how I know it's possible? Because he brought me through situation after situation and circumstance after circumstance, and he promised never to leave. See, sometimes when you begin to go through something, God will remove everybody from around you. When God begins to remove, you can think that God is against you, and the truth of the matter is God is just revelating. When God begins to take you to a place, some people cannot go. Some people you don't want to go. Because if you got to remember, every level brings a new devil. And so if they've been stabbing you in the back down here, don't you know they're going to stab you in the back up here? But God is saying, I want to make it about kingdom business. And you don't have time for that foolishness. You got to be about your Father's business. To what I'm about. It's contrary to what other people are about. So they won't get you because you're doing your Father's stuff. And so to them, you look crazy. But God keep on opening the door for you. To them, it looks impossible. But God keep delivering you. To them, it looks like that won't work. But God keep kicking doors open for you. Don't you tell. himself. He found himself facing what appears to be an impossible situation. Now, let me give you some background on David so you can really understand how afraid he should have been. Because the truth of the matter, David was this little kid. He was not a warrior. He's a little kid. And so one day, David find himself standing next to Saul. Now, Saul was the king. Isn't this something when your leader is afraid to move forward? Now, Saul has been trying to kill everybody else. But now when he's supposed to be in the attack mode, now he's being a punk somewhere. Don't you hate it when you find yourself in something and people who used to talk real bad, now they want to quote a scripture, and now they want to tell you that, oh, I'm going to make the way, I just won't touch that. Sometimes God wants you to fight. Sometimes God wants you to do something. Sometimes God wants you to move. It doesn't mean I'm canceling out my faith, but don't you think that I'm your doormat. I'm not. Don't you think that just because I'm being meek, I'm weak. I'm not. Baby, I will tear you up. Afraid to move. All of his generals are afraid to move. David says, I'll fight the giant. And they say, David, who are you, this little kid? What can you do? See, what David understood was it was his time. When it's your time, I don't care if the odds are against you, can't nobody stop you. When it's your time, God is going to deliver you. When it's your time, God is going to set you free. When it's your time, God is going to break you out. When it's your time. But often God will place you somewhere. And he'll say,
thank you, Lord.
You got to wait. You got to tarry. See, because some things, if people give it to you, you'll act a fool. Some things, if people give it to you, you don't understand the meaning of it. So God puts you in a place of waiting, and then he says to you, this I must earn. Nobody's going to give it to you. You got to earn that thing. Nobody's going to give you that. If you're waiting on the devil to sit down and leave you alone, you're going to be waiting a long time. If you're waiting on somebody just to open the door for you and no obstacles, you're going to be waiting a long time. If you're waiting on the devil just to let things fall in place, you're going to be waiting a long time. Listen, you got to learn to praise God in the midst. You got to learn to praise God in the storm. You got to learn to praise God against all odds. You got to learn to praise God in the midst of going through something. I don't look like I want to praise. I don't feel like I want to praise. But I know if I want to get out, I got to give him some praise. Now, you may take my job, but you can't take my praise. You may take some things from me, but you can't take my praise. See, the praise that I got, I understand the praise is my weapon. The praise is my vehicle for deliverance. The praise. So David says, oh God. See, listen. David says, I'll go for him. And what they did was they looked at David. And when they looked at David, they tried to profile David.
Yeah,
profile. I mean, sometimes people will look at you and they'll try to sign you up. You don't know me. What you see is more to me than that. But you don't know the hell that I've been through. I may not have natural muscles, but I've been working out in the spirit.
You may not be able to see just how big I am, but I've been on the battlefield for a long time. Don't you run up against me thinking it's going to be a field day. Don't you run up against me thinking it's going to be an easy fight. Don't you run up against me thinking I'm going to lay down. Oh, no.
I'm still gonna be standing. Not by my strength, but by the Lord. Not by my might, but by the Lord. Don't you think I am my situation? Don't you think I am my circumstance? That's not me. That's where I am. But you better believe I am coming through that too. Don't you look at me and try to size me up. I'm only there for a moment. So David finds himself, he says, I'll go against this giant. And so this giant, 9 feet 9 inches. He has a spear. That the head of the spear weighs 15 pounds. He has armor that weighs over 100 pounds. And here comes David, this little child.
Now
what you gonna do, David? What you got? What you got? What you gonna do? And you know the matter is that Satan is saying the same thing about you this morning. What you gonna do? What you got? Who are you? You ain't nobody. You just got out of sin yesterday. How you gonna come against me? See, but it's not about that. It's about, it's my time right now. And when it's my time, the grace of God and the favor of God jump over all of my foolishness, all of my sins, all of my mistakes, all of my shortcomings, and he shook the thing away from me. He put it on him. And so David, this little kid, and all David has, it's just a little sling. He has a little sling, a little slingshot. And so the Bible says David go to the brook, which is water, creek, y'all know, country folks. He picks up 5 stones. And so here he is, you got to get this. David picks up 5 smooth stones.
All right.
The next time that you favor, anything in life, understand that what you favor is because God placed it in your spirit. And so here's David. He comes with this 5 stones. And now he comes face to face with Goliath. And he has a slingshot and 5 smooth stones. It makes me think about Ephesians 4:11-12. It says, now, and he gave some apostles, smooth stones, and he gave some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. He gave you smooth stones. And now the reason that he gave you the fivefold ministry was to perfect the saints, to smooth out the saints. You don't get this. And so the reason that you come to church is so that you can get a smooth stone. So the next time you facing a giant, you understand that the stone that you have is the word of God. See, well, watch this. David, when he was facing a tough time in life, did what most of us do. He went back to his childhood habits. You ever been dealing with someone? I think we just dealt with this a couple nights ago. You trying to fight someone up here, and they fight you down here. You ever dealt with someone that was just immature? You trying to have an intellectual conversation. You trying to work out a matter. You trying to be straight up and talk about it. And then they talking about stuff that don't even matter over here. See, whenever we begin to go through something, we all always go back to our little childish way. So David gets a stone. And Goliath said, you must be tripping. I'm 9 feet 9 inches tall. Do you not see me? And you have a slingshot.
All right.
A child's toy.
All right, man.
That's all you have. But whatever you have, if you will take what you have, put it in the hand of Jesus. When he anoints what you have, you got more than enough. I know what the checkbook says, but when I put it in this hand, it's more than enough. I know what the doctor report says, but when I put it in this hand, it's more than enough. Point number one this morning is this. Always expect obstacles in your life. Oh Lord, I pray today that nothing come against me. Oh Lord, I pray today that I'm not challenged by anything. If nothing comes, you're never challenged. No obstacles. How do you know that God will make a way out of it? See, when you begin to go through something, you got to step out of the matter and allow God to step up in the matter. Because it's not about you. It's about what he's trying to do through you. See, you said, I'm a vessel. You said, use me, God. And so the next time that the people and obstacles come against you, understand that they're not opposing you. They're opposing the God in you. The truth of the matter is, they like you. The proof is, you used to be running buddies. They like you. But when you start talking about Jesus, when you start talking about faith, when you start talking about going to church, when you start talking about, I'm not doing that anymore, it's the God in you that they attack. Just like the Philistine, he said to David, it's about the God. So I curse your God. When you curse somebody's God, their God step up. It's not your battle anymore. It's the Lord. You see, so whenever you come against God's child, understand that that battle is now God's battle. See, you were doing great when you were picking at me. I was a fool when I was trying to fight you. But I said, you know what? I'm going to leave that thing alone. Here, God, have your way. When I leave it alone, God stepped in. Because God says, I'll fight your battle. Because God says, I'll make your enemy your footstool. So why am I trying to fight you? Just leave it alone. See, you got some people, some Philistines in your life. That they're bigger than you. They have larger bank accounts than you. They're in a better position than you. So they think that they are Lord over you. But the Bible declares, touch not my anointing. And do my prophet no harm. You may not like what I'm saying, but if I'm talking about God, I'm a prophet of God. And the only way this body or this spirit can talk about God, I must be in the spirit. Therefore, I must be anointed. So now I got all the qualifications lined up for him to fight my battle. So whatever obstacle comes, I need for that obstacle to understand, you can't stop me. You can't even hold me back. See, you're facing some obstacles. And the obstacles in life, we must learn to expect them to come. It's supposed to happen like that. You're supposed to have people get you. You're supposed to have one thing after another. You're supposed to have that. And what else is supposed to happen is you're supposed to come through every single time because you're a child of God. You've been through something. I know that about you, but you're still standing. You've been through hell and hot water, but you're still here. Addiction can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Bankruptcy, sickness can stop you. You still here. Because God has a plan. You face obstacles. But every obstacle takes you to point number two, which is an opportunity. See, sometimes God has to stir up your fire to get you to move. Because we get in a comfort zone. And when they always find everything is all right. And God is saying, but I have so much more for you. David could have found himself in a place where he said, you know what? I don't have anything to do with it. I'm not the king. I'm not even a general. I'm a little child. But listen to this. Everything that you've gone through in your past was preparation for your present day. Everything that you've gone through in your past, it's just preparation. Oh, I hate this about my life. No, baby. You need to embrace that. That's an opportunity for you. You need to look at that and say, now all things work together for the good. I didn't understand why I had to be rejected, but all things work together. I didn't understand why they stepped out, but all things work together. I didn't understand sickness, but all things work together. I didn't understand bankruptcy, but all things work together. God worked that thing in my life. Show me what you're up to. Move in. When we understand that everything that we go through is an opportunity, we begin to embrace what we're going through. See, when we begin to go through something, we fight. And as long as you're fighting, you open the door for anger to come in. When anger comes in, anger blinds you because you can no longer see God. You just see what they are doing. And the truth of the matter, they are not doing anything. They cannot do anything. It's about God. It's an opportunity for God to show himself. The giant, Goliath, looked at David. David was thinking opportunity. Perhaps the giant was thinking, just a little boy, what could you do? Just a little rooty poo. But don't be fooled by what you see. You ever been going through something? And when it first happened, you felt hopeless. I mean, before it even started, you already felt defeated. And then all of a sudden, you find yourself in the presence of God. And you begin to unload your faith on that situation. You begin to speak and things begin to change. You begin to say, God, I'm not going to die right here. And your situation began to move. And you began to speak and the child began to come home. And you began to speak and promotion came in your life. And you began to speak and everything began to turn in your life. Because once you unleash the faith that you have, I'm talking about faith beyond what you see. I'm talking about faith greater than a mustard seed. I'm talking about faith when everything else is dead. But I believe that God is going to still make a way. I'm talking about faith when it looks dark. But I know that God is going to deliver me. I'm to my faith when I see no way out. But I still believe God. So he moves from an obstacle to looking at an opportunity. And then he says to him in verse number 45, he says, I'm going to fight you in the name of the Lord. So he moves from this obstacle to the opportunity. Now he says, all I have to do, it's just be obedient. When you obey, you'll always be okay. When you obey, you'll always be okay. Now, sometimes when you obey, it causes people to shift on you temporarily. So sometimes doing the right thing will get you messed up temporarily. Sometimes doing the right thing will cause folk to talk about you temporarily. Sometimes doing the right, I'm not talking the wrong thing. I'm talking about doing the right thing. When you have to ask God, God, I did the right thing. What's up with you? I ain't talking to you. I'm just talking to you. I'm just talking about sometimes. When you do the right thing, and it seems like if I do the right thing, God will spare me from going through something. But in spite of that, when I do the right thing, it seems like God just let foolishness come in my life.
My Lord.
Is that you? Is that you? And you wonder, God, what you doing? And God is saying, but I trust you. I trust you. God, don't trust me that much. Take this one. know. I trust you. I got a plan for you. And in my plan, I promise you, you're going to be okay. But now we're going to go through stuff. But now I never leave you. I never forsake you. I know that all of the odds are against you right now. But that's all right. Because if you put your hands in the master's hands, everything going to be all right. I know you got some haters in your life. I know you got some backbiters in your life. I know you got some folks who hide in the corner and talk about you. But put your hand in the master's hand. Because I'm not going to let go of you. If you hold on to me, he says, I'm going to bring you through this thing. Have you ever been going through something? Everybody walked out and God stepped in. And you had a peace beyond understanding. There wasn't nobody but you and God and the tears that you were crying. But the truth of the matter, you had no peace then when you were around 10 fake folks all alone. Isn't it something when God stepped in your life and he bring peace in your life? Says it's not about me. He says, I got to do it in the name of the Lord. If you're doing it in the name of the Lord. See, when you say that I'm a Christian, in essence what you're saying is that I'm marrying the church and I'm taking your name. When you get married, just like you take their name, you also take their stuff. Trust me. When you take ownership of their stuff, you then become entitled to everything that they have. And so now, as I go through life, it's not about me. It's about your name, because that's what I'm wearing. It's about your name, because that's where my strength comes from. And so if it's about you and not about me, I should surrender and allow you to walk me through something, because you're taking me to something. What I have to always know about me is that as long as I'm in you, I'm an overcomer. And so I've been through something, but I overcame that. And my back has been against the wall, but I overcame that. I've been facing some giants in my life, but I overcame that. There will always be some giants in your life. There will always be some stuff too big for you. But when it's too big for you, it's just right for God. All you have to do is just let go. When you begin to let go, God began to work it out. You see, when we realize who we are in him, in spite of all of the obstacles and all of everything being against us, I can then take a seat in the storm. Because I may be in jeopardy of losing it all. But as long as I'm in jeopardy, but I'm in Jesus, everything is going to be all right. Take my job if you like. Watch me get a better one. Watch me get a promotion. I'm talking to somebody in an 8% or 9% unemployment rate, and your crazy self just got a promotion. Your crazy self just got a new job because you believe in God. Everybody else watching you trying to figure out how you do that. And you say, I don't know, God just favored me. And what about my skills, because I ain't got none? What about my talent, because I ain't got none of them? And what about how good I am, because the truth of the matter, I'm jacked up and high to be a favor. Don't you love it when God favors you? Because his favor is not fair. His favor will open the door that you even close. His favor will move the folk out of the way and you couldn't even figure it out. That's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. See, what God was setting David up in clothing is that God was taking David to a place. But in order to take David to a place, God had to first certify
All right.
God will call you without certifying you. God will call you. He'll show you something. But you still got to go through the test. See, it's the test of life that certifies us, not to a job, but in a relationship with God. Because God certifies me. It doesn't matter what you think about me on your little job. Your resume may look better than mine, but God called me and certified me. That's how I got that promotion. That's how I got that healing. That's how I got that breakthrough. That's how I got that deliverance. That's how I get my peace. That's how I get my bill paid. That's how I turn my situation around. Because God did it. Nobody but God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, you never would have made it. You never would have came through. You never would have smiled again. But God. But God. I say, but God. Don't God make a way out of no way. I'm just talking about God. Don't God deliver you. I'm just talking about God. Have you ever found yourself going through something? And when you looked around, everybody stepped out. But God was still there. He says, I don't care about the odds. I'm going to bring you out. I don't care who's against you. I'm going to bring you out. When you find yourself going through something, if you'll surrender to God, I know it looks bad. I know it feels bad. But God. See, that's when God goes to work. When all the odds are against you. When everybody say, I hate you. When everybody turn their back. God says, I love you. I know you being wrong, but I'm married to the backslide. When God says, I'm going back for you. When God says, I know what your credit looks like. But let me tell you, I already certified you. I already put the blessing out there. And I put your name on it. Can't nobody take what God gave to you. You may hate me, but you gotta love me, baby, because I'm still blessed. You may disapprove of what I do, but you still can't stop me because I'm in his hand. When God begins to move, I said, well, I feel like preaching this morning. When God begins to move, I'm talking to somebody. When God begins to move, have you ever found yourself going through something and everybody just turned their back on you? But God says, I'm ready to move right now. And you said, God, now I tried that and it didn't work. He said, it wasn't your time for it to work, but now's your time. But God, do you know my age? Yeah, I know you're young. God, do you know my stature? I know what you're about. But look at here, I got something for you, baby. Do you want what I have for you? Can you handle what God has for you this morning? Can you handle what God has for you? God will put you in a situation. He'll give you a car you don't have to pay for. Put you in a house you know your credit could not even put you there. He will deliver you from addiction. You know you still wanted it on yesterday. He'll fix a relationship that you threw away. Will God do it for you? Have you ever tried God? I mean, have you ever tried God? After I've been going through something and you were facing a giant in life and you say, now there's no way that I'm coming out of this. And God is saying, oh yeah, baby, we're coming out of this thing. You may look like where you've been, but you're coming out of this thing. You may be abused, but you're coming out of this thing. You may be damaged, but you're coming out of this thing. Folks may know your business, but you're coming out of this thing. You may know where I've been, but only God knows where I'm going. So I'm not thinking about my past. I need to pass by my past because God got some new stuff for me. God gonna enlarge my territory. God's gonna give me lands. He's gonna give me vineyards that I didn't even plant. I'm ready for a new season this morning. I'm ready to go into an inner court. I'm ready for something new this morning. I'm ready for a fresh anointing this morning. I'm ready for a fresh blessing this morning. I'm ready to win out the devil this morning. But a giant, I've been fighting long enough. I've been down and out long enough. You've been talking about me long enough. I'm gonna fight you this morning. All I got is a smooth stone, but it's my stone. All I got is a smooth stone, but it's my deliverance. All I got is a smooth stone, but that's the word that I'm gonna stand on. Will you stand on God's word this morning? Will you stand on God's word against the obstacles? Against the odds. Will you stand this morning? Will you stand this morning? Sometimes in life, you find yourself going through, and you got to encourage yourself because nobody else talking to you. Nobody
somebody else talking right. You ever been going through something and you went to get that advice from a friend and they were talking crazy and you say, I wish I wouldn't even came to you. So the Bible declares, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. Yeah, I know my situation bad, but Tony, you coming out of this bad. No, I ain't crazy for talking to myself. I'm talking to my spirit man. I told you last week I was bipolar. I'm talking to the spirit man. Now the spirit man can help deliver me. Now the spirit man can fight. Now the spirit man knows about the weapons. Now the spirit man will jump in. Now the spirit man, he knows how to pray. Sometimes you call on folks and say pray, and then they pray for 5 minutes, and they only want to pray them 5 minutes when they got spectators. I need for somebody to pray for me 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I need for somebody to pray for me when I only feel like praying for myself. I need somebody to pray for me when I don't see a way. I need for somebody to pray with me even when I'm weak, when I feel like giving up. I need a prayer partner that don't need to know my business, just need to know about my blessings. I need a prayer partner when I'm going through something. Don't need to know how destructive I am, just need to know my daddy. I need a prayer partner when I'm going through something. Nobody else will forgive me, but they know my father. Have you ever been going through something and you reached out? And the Bible declares when you touch and agree with somebody, it says God shows up. Have you ever been walking along and God showed up in your situation? And you, the truth of the matter, the blessing surprised you, and you had to stop, turn around, and say, how did that thing happen? Where did that money come from? Where did that blessing come from? Where did that healing come from? Where did that deliverance come from? Have you ever been going through that? And God stepped in your situation. Won't God deliver you? I'm talking about you going through something. You better get it this morning, baby. You, whatever it is you walk in here looking for, it's in the house this morning. You like, it's in the house. I know you got some giants in your life. I know you're going through something, but I'm going through it. I'm coming out of this thing. I don't care if I'm short. I don't care if what I'm going through is bigger than me. God will give you the power to overcome this thing. Don't you tell me you don't have what you need in your hand already. A child's story. There's nothing special about it. But he trusted God. I know what you're holding on to this morning. It doesn't look like much. It's a child's story. But he began to spin that old joke around. And spin it around. And as he began to spin it around, God began to turn it around. He spent. God turned it around. Goliath's thing. He just standing there. And he was laughing until he got hit. Until they get hit. Whatever you got, you better begin to spin that thing around. When you begin to spin that thing around, God begin to turn that thing around. How many of you need God to turn something around for you this morning? I'm talking about a show enough turning around.
because I'm going in the wrong direction. I can't get to where I need to get to. I'm not in the direction that I'm trapped. But God says, spin it around. Watch me turn it around. See, when God begins to turn some stuff around, God has a tendency of doubling up. You don't hear me. When I say double up, I mean the one thing that Satan took from you, God give you 3, 9, 12 more, doubling up on you. See, that's when you know it's God. You know it's God when God stepped in your life and God allowed you to lose something that really wasn't yours, and he put the real thing in there, and he increased it, and he increased it, and he multiplied, and he made that one better than before. It's all odds.
Hallelujah.
Yes, all odds.
That doesn't change God. I know what you're looking at this morning. I know it looks bad. I know you are facing the giants of life. The giants of life is that moment in life that is beyond your gifts. But when it's beyond my gifts, it's just right for his grace. Oh, his amazing grace. How sweet is that? It saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. It was grace that brought me this far. Not only did it bring me this far, it brought me safe. I know you're going through something.
Hallelujah.
But in spite of what you're going through,
amazing grace,
God is still there.
Yes.
As the deacons come forward, we want to open the doors of the church for this salvation.
Hallelujah. God.